This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The question of the day here on the DJV program is, what's up with people who put cheese on their salad?
Well, like, what kind of cheese? Because I like a goat cheese crumbled on a salad.
I can do something like a goat cheese with balsamic or something, or I understand sometimes people want to put cheese on like a taco salad or whatever, but whenever it's just a garden salad and it's just caked with shredded cheese, oh, it drives me crazy. Leave the cheese on the side. Let people put it on if they want it on. You can't pick out the cheese.
I think you need to find a new salad.
That's my rant.
I've never had salad that has like shredded cheese on top of it.
Well, whenever you go to people's houses or whatever, they're making dinner, they always have a side salad and the cheese is always mixed in.
And what is it when you go to the restaurant? I think you're supposed to have feta cheese and everything. Who came up with that idea? Feta cheese is awful. I don't want that on my...
Feta cheese is good in pasta.
But they should ask you.
I can do it in pasta,
Would you like feta cheese? Would you like... I'd like a slice
Exactly. It's not
American
like you can pick it out. Or like if
mozzarella.
You don't like tomatoes, you can pick out the tomatoes. You can pick out cucumbers if you don't like cucumbers. But cheese, you can't pick it out.
Yeah. Right. I'm with you, Jay. Jay Kirshner here with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Problems in math. This relates to schools. Those of you who are parents, listen up, especially if you were teaching your children at home, if you were homeschooling during the pandemic, which took on sort of a life of its own. I think a lot more people now are, well, everything's relative. During the pandemic, there were a lot of people, lots and lots of people that were homeschooling because they didn't want their children, they weren't learning anything. Many folks would tell you, as angry taxpayers, that the teachers weren't doing much if, you know, it depended on the teacher and the district, but there were a lot of teachers who didn't do a damn thing through the course pretty much of the 2 years. You know, they faked it and got away with it. But then there is the, now we're paying the piper because in a lot of disciplines, including and probably most notably in mathematics, students are off 60%. From 2019 in terms of their the math skills as to where they ought to be in their grade. Wow. And a lot of remote learning, you know, two-thirds of the country were involved in remote learning, right? We all knew somebody who had a child. My grandson was an example. He didn't know what it was like to go to it. Well, that's not true. He was in a classroom before the pandemic. I remember taking him to school when he was old enough to go to a primary school. And then the first 2 years of his regular school experience were online, were on a screen. And then he had, fortunately, because of what my daughter and her husband do, they had connections with somebody from UCLA who was a tutor. And so Miles had a tutor that was with him. I think she was there 2 hours a day after the lessons on the Zoom. Then they would have their 2 hours of focusing on how, you know, to do math and just to learn what there is that youngsters at that age, that's the most formative time, isn't it? You ladies remember back to when you were 5, 6, 7 years old? That's when who we are is really established. By the time you're 6 or 7, you are who you're going to be. And a lot of it, the attitude toward academics, attitude toward certain, you know, studies, if you will, and math, I have found my son, God love him, he was horrible in math. And to this day, he says that he wished he'd have had a tutor. Well, I don't know why we didn't pay attention to that. We didn't. Neither his mother or I paid much attention to it because he was doing fine in other disciplines. But he took a test, sort of a, what's the best word? It's not. It wasn't an aptitude.
Like
it was a compatibility test, sort of, to know how. Yeah, how does your brain work when it comes to math? That basically was the test. How's your brain work, and can you do math? And he never did math well in school, and he flunked this test for a number of different reasons. But he said to me, "Dad, Yeah, because he's one of the things that he's always wanted to do, and because of what he does for a living, it gives him the freedom to do. I'm sure you ladies will be interested to talk to him about it when we have our dinner. He wants to be a teacher. He's always wanted to be a teacher. So now that's what I did for the first 4 years when I got out of school. And so around what he does in the quote-unquote the biz, being able to write, he and his wife write scripts and they're involved. She's a producer of a couple of TV shows and her mother was. But Brendan wants something else to do to challenge himself. And his idea was, and apparently he's been accepted, I think next Monday is his first day of teaching in a classroom. And he's never taught in a classroom, but he has the credentials to do it and has wanted to do it. So he decided that it's good for him in a lot of different ways. So that's what he's going to do. He'll be a great teacher.
That's really cool. Good for him.
As long as he doesn't have to teach math, he's fine. Yeah, no math, but other things, you know. So anyway, the point is that we have, it's not a guilt trip, but we have really, we've not helped our children when it comes to math, especially. And pretty much all of the studies show that. So what can you do as a parent to make sure that your children has the skills that is necessary to survive? You know, you need to be, everybody's so dependent on those damn devices and put calculations and everything on it. But you still have to know the basics, I think. Two and two. I did this when last time Miles and I were doing his homework. We had the flashcards. Like when I was a kid, you probably, I don't know if you ladies did it or not. They have them on the pad. You can do it that way. But we had some, I actually had some old cards from when I was a kid. I didn't have them out there then, but it was, you know, we go through the whole thing. 2 + 2, 4 + 4, 4 + 4, you know, all of that stuff.
Yeah, the kids don't learn math that way anymore.
No!
And I don't understand.
Different way.
I don't understand the new math, like, at all. So,
And I think that's part of the problem, too, Victoria and Jay, that the new math is much more complicated than it needs to be.
Okay. And you have to show your work. It's not just getting to the answer. You have to show how you got to the answer. As a parent, the best thing I'm going to be able to do for my kids when it comes to math is to let their father help them with their homework.
What, because you're not good at helping with homework?
Not in math.
No. Well, I was okay, but nobody ever asked. I don't know why we didn't do that because we were pretty diligent about what the kids never had to worry about Megan because she was a bookworm. She dug around. Brendan was not such a bookworm. He was interested in other things, sports, basketball especially, and so that's how he occupied much of his time. And so, anyway, there's a catch-up effort going on in America when it comes to math, and if your child, your grandchildren are asking you questions, or maybe you ask them questions about, do you always, when your children come home from school, do you ask them what they did in school? I know, whenever I talk to Miles, and I was this way with my kids too, what'd you do? And they'll say, oh, I don't remember. You know, you'll get that. I don't know. So you got to drill down a little bit more. Well, what'd you do in math? Well, we learned this, that, you know, we did geometry and learned that pi times the radius squared is the circumference of an apple or something. I forget what that. But don't you remember that, what pi is all about? And then I think to myself, so who cares? Why do I want to know what pi is?
I have a supercomputer in my pocket at all times. I don't need to remember that. You know what I'm saying? But that's the truth.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I mean, I was never good at math either. I didn't enjoy it. There was nothing about it that I liked. But, you know, at this point, you know, remember they used to always say, you have to memorize this stuff because you're not always going to have a calculator with you. It's called
an iPhone. Now.
Yeah. It's
you're right. It's not a calculator. It is a supercomputer.
Yeah. All right, so here we have another problem. This is one that my daughter and I had a long conversation last night about a number of things, including Roe v. Wade. And why now would you bring this up when we're confronted with something? That's my theme. In the moment, when we have so many other things going on, all I can think of, and this may sound really weird, but how selfish these justices are. They could put this off for as long as they wanted to. There's nothing that mandates. Somebody brought a challenge and they said they'd look at it. Okay. So the case challenging Roe has been presented to the Supreme Court. You don't have to do it this year. You don't have to do it next year. Why do you do it now? Why don't you just wait a while until the dust settles on all the other problems that are going on here? And apparently, Roberts and Alito are having a real bad time with each other. They're his...
Well, and to answer your question, my opinion would be this is something that Samuel Alito has been wanting to do for a very long time. And you can, and when you read the notes of the leaked the leaked draft that came out, and you see, I mean, this has been years of him preparing for this. This is what he has wanted all along. So
to what end? What does he gain? Why? Why would somebody like that?
I don't know why.
What's
I don't
the
know what
reason?
I don't know.
Would you like to know the reason?
But
I'd like to know the reason.
Right, but the problem, though, is essentially everything that he's stating as for the justification to undo Roe is that it's not in the Constitution. And it's like, well, a lot of people are saying, well, you know what, Mr. Alito, you should know that women aren't even mentioned in the Constitution. So if we're going to go by those standards, then women will have no rights at all. Well, then you're going to take away our rights to vote. You're going to take away our rights for everything.
You can have the rules down the hill.
Interracial marriage. Yeah, you can take, right. I mean, that's all of it can get stripped away because his argument is, well, it's not in the Constitution. Roe v. Wade was, they were rights given to women by the courts. So his argument is everything given to, every right handed down to us by the courts should be undone.
So
I mean, that's
this
essentially where it
is so divisive. This does more than anything else to divide our country. We've had plenty of divisions. Mm-hmm. Trump versus the rest of the world, the right versus the left, the or whatever. You pick an issue and we are divided. This is a chasm that will be very difficult to overcome, at least in the near term. Pardon the pun. And Alito, apparently, and he's being played up as the bad guy by even John Roberts. And so, again...
Well, because Roberts, the reason for that is Roberts wants to take a much more narrow approach to this bill. That the reason we're talking about this is that Hobbs versus whatever, it's that's what landed on their desk. And so... Alito wants to use it to wipe out all of Roe v. Wade, and John Roberts is saying, well, wait a minute, we can take a much more conservative approach to this, and there are certain elements that we can redo, but we don't need to tear the whole thing to the ground, and that's inherently what their beef with each other is.
I think you're going to see, somebody's going to get to at least one of these guys and say, hey, look, you can't do this at this time or at any time. This is not gonna. You want to. Your
Who
job is to
them?
Help America. Well, you can.
They're the highest court.
I didn't know you stop
what
them.
You
just you actually appeal to their sense of patriotism and the sense of what's right and wrong. And this is whether it's right or wrong philosophically. It's the wrong time to be doing this. 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, I could listen to that riff all day. That I get so excited. Yeah, is that one? Who Fears the Reaper? Isn't that the name of that song?
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Don't Fear the Reaper. Yeah, that's close. There's another. And last night going to the movies, I had on the oldies station, and I get so excited every time I hear the intro to Satisfaction, which in my mind is the greatest intro to any rock record ever. I could listen to that thing over. As a matter of fact, it was just getting to be popular when I was a jock, and I remember the program director of one of the stations I was working on, I kept playing it over and over again. And he'd come into the station, into the studio and say, "What are you doing?" I said, "Isn't that great? People love that." He said, "Not 10 times. So anyway, who says I have any practical common sense? It's just kind of fun to be different. Okay, Queen Latifah is in the focus here when it comes to trending items on social media. We'll find out why right after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, let's look at some of the classifieds from the world of entertainment here, Jay. The Queen wants to do what?
Well, Queen Latifah has a very important person that she would love to make a cameo on The Equalizer. They just wrapped filming their second season. There's no word on if a third season's actually going to be greenlit or not, but if it is, she wants another queen on the show, Queen Dolly Parton.
Nice.
Yeah, they were together in Joyful Noise. That was like 10 years ago, over 10 years ago. Yeah, and apparently Dolly Parton is like a huge fan of The Equalizer. You have that in common with her, Doug. It's like you guys should be BFFs.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The ratings came out this week for all the networks, and CBS won again for the third or fourth year in a row. And it's because of shows like that. You can say what you will about who's watching what, but CBS was number one on the nights that Blue Bloods was on, for example. The only show on NBC that shows up on Friday night is The Blacklist. On Thursday night, NBC wins the night because of the Law and Order shows. On Tuesday night, the CBS package of Dick Wolf's shows, the FBI shows, that won the night. On Wednesday, it's the Dick Wolf shows on NBC. So NBC wins two nights, and that's it. And that's because of the Dick Wolf shows. The rest of the nights, they all, CBS and the sport, NBC, though, had, didn't they have the Olympics, and they had the Super Bowl, and didn't that all, wasn't that all on NBC this year?
I can't even remember anymore.
I don't remember who had the, well, they had the Olympics for sure, and it was the lowest rated Olympics of all time.
Right,
and then they, I don't remember, I think, I, yeah, I don't remember who had the Super Bowl this year.
No, they didn't.
It's a blur.
I think they did. And in fairness to them, the problems with the Olympics weren't theirs. It was just the whole, what the situation in the world was, especially with China. That was the problem there. 28 after the hour.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Major damage is being reported after tornadoes roared through parts of central Oklahoma and Texas overnight. A sheriff's department employee in Will Barger County, Texas, said there was extensive structural damage in the town of Lockett on the Oklahoma border. It's about 50 miles northwest of Wichita Falls. Colombia extradited the alleged head of the feared Gulf Clan, who had been the country's most wanted drug lord, to the United States on Wednesday. Colombian President Iván Duque Márquez said Dario Antonio David is comparable only to Pablo Escobar, referring to the late former head of the Medellin drug cartel. After the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by a half a point Wednesday, the price of Bitcoin climbed about 6% to about $40,000 a coin. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Even if the Supreme Court votes to overturn the Roe v. Wade on abortion decision, as a leaked draft document indicates, this will not end abortions in America, as some panicked politicians decry. In fact, it's such a divisive issue, it should have always been at the state level and not a national standing. So says Senator James Lankford on Newsmax.
So if this is in fact the court's decision, obviously we have a draft that is from February, so a lot can change during that time period. When they put out their final decision, it looks like they're going to actually say states have the right, as they should have always had, to be able to protect the lives of children in their state. It doesn't outlaw abortion across the country. It moves the battle state to state. So in my state, in Oklahoma, we're going to protect every single child. In other states, they're going to say we're going to have abortion all the way up until the time of birth. But that decision is going to be made state to state. We'll have the same argument here on the federal side as well. So what basically the court said is the court should have never decided Roe in 1973. This should have always been in legislatures like it was before. In the 50-year time period during Roe is the anomaly of the almost 250-year history of the United States, when they had it right before Roe to say states make this decision, legislatures make the decision, the people decide when life begins, not courts.
For the next few weeks, 30 meteors per hour might be seen in the night sky. It's time for the Eta Aquarids meteor shower from Halley's Comet debris that will be punching our atmosphere. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DJZ Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJZ Health Podcasts can be found at djzhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
No problem. No problems! We solve it. There are problems. We'll solve them. 34 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Kirshner and another friend joins us from Israel. Uri Geller is here from his museum, which is being written up here, there, and everywhere, because, as is the case with Uri, such a unique personality, this is a way for you, if you ever get to Tel Aviv, I'm looking forward to it. I miss the fact that I haven't been able to see Uri for a couple of years for obvious reasons, but that museum, man, there's the talk of the town. Also the talk of the town, Uri, is this whole business of Hitler being a Jew, and what the Israelis and the Russians are going back and forth about. What did you think when you first heard that?
Okay, listen, guys. I wanted to talk about a rat. Did you hear me?
Well, yeah, I can, but I want to know what you think about the business. Yeah, let's talk about Iraq, but I want to know what you think about
not
the
Iraq.
Russians.
No, you didn't hear me well. Not what? Iraq. Iraq. R-A-T. We'll come back to that in a moment.
Okay.
I really don't want to go into this Hitler business. It was outrageous. It's a lie. It's just made up lies. It evokes anti-Semitism, and that's basically what I have to say about this Hitler remark coming from Russia. And then I close the door on it. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I'll tell you what is interesting. Sorry, guys. I know you're going to talk about
Russia. No, I just want to know from the point of view of the best. You're the best. You're the person I know the best who is an Israeli. And you hear that, everybody said, huh? Over here. What are you talking about? You know, it just was so off the wall. That's why I wanted to hear. Well, you said enough. That's okay.
Yeah,
all right.
That's it.
Well,
and you heard me. It's not only off the wall. It was just, it's incitement.
Well, it's incredibly insulting. Yeah. It's anti-Semitic.
Exactly.
It's insulting. I mean, there are so many things that we could say about it. And it was also incredibly disrespectful on every level. We were all here. I think everyone in America was just incredibly shocked that Russia would make a statement that outlandish.
Yeah. All right. So anyway.
Exactly. But right, anyhow,
so
what really got me in the last 48 hours, or maybe a little more, I started getting reports. Listen, this is, I mean, it sounds funny, but it isn't. They found a rat, R-A-T, a rat, a rodent, on my island in Scotland. And,
right, so give us the background. You bought an island off the coast of Scotland a number of years ago. The reason you bought it is because it was pristine, clean. There was nothing literally there, right?
No, it's an amazing island. It's steeped in history and all that, but we don't have time to talk about the historical value of Lamb Island. It's called Lamb Island. But when I bought the island, I automatically became the owner of 150,000 seagulls and 100,000 puffins. They nest on the island. So a infrared camera detected one rat on the island. So this took a team of kayaks, people who, row kayak boats around my island.
Mm-hmm.
They visited the island 35 times in order to catch the rodent because it's dangerous, it causes danger to the seabird life on my island. And they finally caught the rodent, and the Times and the BBC, and they made it out. In their headlines, it reads like, I own the rat. They meant that I own the island, but it came out. People started calling me out from all around the world. What do you mean you own a rat? You keep a rat on your island and so on. Anyhow, it's a quirky story. It's an interesting story. And it took the world by storm. If you Google Uri Geller, rat, Lamb Island, you will see it even.
Right. So what I want to know is, how do they know there's only one rat? Where there's one rat, there's liable to be another rat. And where did this rat come from?
This is an incredible question. I wish I knew, but they decided that there is only one rat, and they have a picture of the rat within infrared camera. And I wanted to ask you as a farmer, Doug, how much damage do rats cause you on the farm?
Fortunately, I got four cats, and they don't have many rats. I haven't had trouble with rats for a while. But when they do, if they are allowed to exist, they get into the grain, they get into feed, they get into the wiring, and they gnaw away at the wiring so that electric stuff doesn't work. It could cause fires. They are incredibly dirty animals because of how they live. But they're a problem because they carry disease that could be picked up from their feces by the chickens, by the ducks, who knows, even the goats. That stuff is problematic too. Some people say rats get a bad rap. I don't know about that. I just know that I don't want them on my farm, and you don't want them on your island.
Yeah. Well, at least a dedicated team of volunteers, actually from the Lothian Sea Kayak Club, and they were supported by other charities, the Seabird Charity, basically got to the rat. Now, I want to know what they did to the rat, because I'm a vegan, and I don't kill animals, I don't touch I wouldn't hurt an ant, as they say. So now the BBC is investigating what happened to that rat.
Okay, so well, here's what happens to rats.
Rat story.
Yeah, the rats over here are either shot or they're drowned. When they capture them in one of those have-a-heart, I get a kick out of this because they catch them in a have-a-heart trap, and then they stick them in the water and drown them in the trap. So who knows whether that's happened or not. The one thing before we leave this that I've always been curious about is what is the similarity? I always had a doctor here to talk with us. The similarity between rats and mice and humans. You know, they always are testing new drugs and new things on mice and rats because they say they're close to human beings. So how, how's a rat close to a human?
I can tell you the last word. I can tell you that the pig of a heart is very similar to a human. The heart of a pig is very similar to a human's heart.
Yes.
And I, when I was tested by a certain secret agency, they left me in a room with a big white pig, and they asked me to stop its heart. This was the weaponizing psychic powers. But we'll speak about that another time, because it is a fascinating story.
Yeah, it is. Maybe we can weaponize somehow getting rid of rats. I mean, there's probably a place for them, but there aren't many places for them. All right, Uri, you and your family be safe. Thank you, Uri Geller, here with us from his museum, the Uri Geller Museum. Don't forget about all of his books. You can find them on Amazon, written dozens and dozens of books that help to motivate people. He's a mind motivator that isn't equaled anywhere on the planet, and one of the most interesting human beings that I've ever met. Speaking about that, ladies, what's interesting, back here in the States, the attention still being paid to the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial and what went on. You said you were watched. How long did you watch it yesterday, Victoria?
God, I must have had it on in the background for 3 hours yesterday. And, Amber Heard took the stand, and she told some pretty harrowing stories about Johnny Depp's drug abuse and his alcoholism and his physical abuse of her. And so, you know, but it, when you watch it, it's like it's so confusing because you're like, I don't know who to believe. Mm-hmm. Somebody's lying here. Who's lying? Mm-hmm. And so as soon as cross-examination begins, I think that she's going to be, I don't know, I think we'll find out how well her story holds up.
Yeah.
Because he's denied all of it. He's admitted all the drug use and the drinking, and he has said, yes, I've done, he has literally not tried to paint himself out to be, you know, any kind of choir boy, but he has drawn the line at physical abuse and said he has never hit anyone. So, I don't know. And then she's got some pretty detailed stories of stuff, and it's like, well, all right, somebody's lying here. And so we'll see where it goes.
That's why we go to court, because people lie.
I feel sorry for the jury. Yeah, because I was watching, because it's all live on Court TV, and then they have the analysts in studio who are all attorneys and legal experts, and then they'll analyze certain things that she said. And, you know, at this point, there was one of the former prosecutor was on as an analyst and said, I think that this would not be enough to convict Johnny Depp of domestic violence, but it would probably be enough doubt that it would be a hung jury. So we'll see where it goes. But he sued her for $50 million. She turned around and sued him for $100 million. So, I mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy. Also, in the people are strange department, or what happens to people, I noticed that yesterday the court did, they came down with the plea deal for Derek Chauvin, the killer of George Floyd. The judge says, okay, we'll take the plea deal, which will give, 25 years to Chauvin? How much do the other guys get? I didn't get that. The other.
I don't know what the other three got. They are much lesser charges because, as we know, Derek Chauvin was the one who
was the one who
physically murdered George
right,
Floyd.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But if he gets 25 years, he could be out in 17. I wonder what that's going to be. Is that enough of a penalty? I mean, you wonder, I don't know, the whole thing is so disgusting. It set the tone. There's, I don't know, have we corrected the problem that is demonstrated by what happened? I didn't say was demonstrated, is. I did that purposely because it is still a huge problem. Is it, one of the problems is how police are trained. The other one is how do you get good ones? Nobody who's any good seems to want to be a policeman because there's too much attention on stuff like this, and people put all police into the same bucket, and that's ridiculous. It's any more than you put all talk show hosts are the same, or, you know, all white women are the same, or all teachers are the same. I mean, it's nonsense. So, anyway, it'd be interesting to see how this all shakes out down the road. I think, I don't know if Chauvin's gotten a, you sometimes wonder, you know, what's proper here? What's the way to handle it? Is it a deterrent? How many years ago, I don't think any of the things that happen in court for the most part are deterrents because the same kind of crimes keep happening over and over and over again. That would tell me the system doesn't work. 47 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It could be a theme from another TV show, but it's not.
Love and marriage,
this was actually one of those shows on TV that was funny. Really funny. Not the laugh tracks, but Married with Children was funny. Chuck, do you like that show?
I would say it was a great sitcom. Yeah, I thought it was a groundbreaking, very crude. Very funny, led by a terrific cast, Ed O'Neill, the Katie Sagal. Yeah. I thought they did an awesome job. So did everybody else in that cast. We play that because this day in TV history, May 5th, 1997, the final episode of Married with Children aired on Fox, 259 episodes. It aired 10 years, 87 to 97. Hard to believe it's actually that old, that it started in 1987. But it was a ratings hit, and it was a really good, really, really good, very funny sitcom.
All right, I want to go back 10 years before that to the 4th being with you. How did you celebrate the 4th, the release of Star Wars happened on May 4th, 1977? How did you...
I got to be honest with you, I didn't do much celebrating.
No.
But, you know,
really?
No, I really didn't. But, you know, what's really interesting, if you look back, you know, I say this about, like, a lot of different popular films that I see. As time goes on, I don't know generationally, I know Star Wars is still very popular and Disney's doing a lot of things on Disney Plus, but I just don't know if the love and the appreciation and people remembering, you know, some of the great stuff is there anymore.
Well,
I mean, the original Star Wars came out in 1977, it's a long, long time ago.
The original characters are gone. I was surprised that, especially with the shortage of films, that there wasn't sort of a festival of some theaters play a bunch of Star Wars movies for the day. Or maybe for the weekend, because people would go see it. People, there are a lot of people, like, I'm sure neither Jay nor Victoria have seen a Star Wars movie or seen that first one in a theater. It works better in a theater. You see it on TV all the time.
It does, but I think doing a lot of, because I give you another example. I told you about this some the other day at the theater I'm involved in that I brought you with to in East Strasbourg. Yeah. I did. In a 7-year period, about 150, 160 classic revivals on the big screen that I introduced. And it just feels like if I did it now in 2022, I just don't know if it would have the same effect. I know with 10 years, it's so much is different in the last decade of the way we view and the way we look at things in terms of pop culture, especially with streaming, that I just don't know if people would care if they re-released the original three Star Wars again in theaters. I hate to say that, but I don't know. It's sort of how I feel.
All right,
I'm not trying to be negative. But my glass is only a quarter full. I'm just kidding.
Sometimes you are. All right, so, and one of the examples of you being negative is all the trash talk about Liam Neeson, and he's making movies like Nicolas Cage does, and why are they doing it?
Mm-hmm.
I went to see Memory last night, and it is better than any movie I've seen Liam Neeson in since.
I know a couple of people who sort of said the same thing. They really liked it.
Very well written. He's very likable. It has its moments when it's a little rough.
It's directed by Martin Campbell, who's a good director. He did the James Bond movie Casino Royale. I think he did Dante's Peak. So he's a good director.
This is a bigger, two or three of the things like the thing he did with a Mexican kid was interesting. Yeah. You know, probably get shot in a month, but this movie is a big time movie. So whether
I just want to bounce off this one thing. They did the world premiere of Maverick Top Gun yesterday. Tom Cruise flew in himself. He piloted a military helicopter, right? That's old school. That's old school star power. So the movie was screened. It was very well received. People said it was really good.
The question
to Victoria and Jay, now, this, the original Top Gun came out 35 years ago. Would you be interested in seeing Maverick Top Gun in a movie theater or even on streaming? Would it excite you?
Oh, yeah. No. I definitely want to see it. Yeah.
Jay says no. Victoria says yes.
All right.
Well, I like the original Top Gun movie, so I definitely
and one,
want to
one
see
other thing
it.
For Victoria. Henry Cavill turns 39 years old today. Now, Warner Brothers is going to do more Superman movies. The question is, are they going to use him or are they going to recast? I really think they should go back and use him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know he's had some bad blood with the studio, but he was a great Superman. I agree. And 39 years old is still young. He's in great shape. I say let's do it.
What do you think about Mike Myers doing a fourth Austin Powers movie? That's floating around.
They've been talking about that forever. Listen, he's very rich. He's made a ton of money off those films and other things that he's produced. I'd like to see it. I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I love those
Austin
Powers
movies. Have grossed over $677 million.
You know, Demi Moore is also a producer on that franchise. She's made a ton of cash off the Austin Powers movies.
She's made $400 million in the real estate market. There's nothing wrong with her thinking. All right, Chucker, thank you. 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.